And NPR's Carrie Kahn delivered that report. She was in Tijuana, another of the correspondents who joined us as we traveled the length of the U.S.-Mexico border.
The Christian charity World Vision announced this week it would begin hiring married gay Christians, but then quickly reversed the decision because of a backlash from evangelicals. NPR's Sam Sanders has more on the controversy.
World Vision is big. It brought in over $1 billion in revenue last year. Its mission is simple: raise money to fight poverty and sponsor lots of children across the globe.
We are World Vision, and we believe in children. We believe in God's calling to help them flourish and achieve a full life.
What they haven't believed in for years is hiring non-celibate gay people. But on Monday, World Vision announced that gay Christians in legal same-sex marriages could work for the group. World Vision said Christians already disagree on lots of things: divorce, women clergy, evolution. Gay marriage could fall in the same category. People of goodwill could agree to disagree.
We sought to create some unity, but we ended up creating much more division.
That's Robert Stearns, the president of World Vision. He says the reaction to the announcement was strong. Some evangelicals said that World Vision had abandoned evangelicalism. Stearns says thousands canceled sponsorships.
I was a bit surprised by the backlash, although in retrospect, I should not have been surprised, because we know this is a sensitive issue.
So sensitive, just 48 hours after the change, World Vision apologized and reversed its decision, even though the charity's home state, Washington, has legal same-sex marriage. Ken Berger is a president of Charity Navigator, a group that tracks nonprofits. He says what happened to World Vision is an example of a charity not listening.
The bigger you get, the more of a distance, if you will, there is between the leadership and the average donor. Some people are saying, well, now that you've done this, how can I trust you?
World Vision says they'll work hard to undo the damage done this week. The group says since the policy reversal, it's already seen some of that trust and donor money start to return. Sam Sanders, NPR News.
Thanks for starting your day with us. There's more ahead on Morning Edition. And then All Things Considered, we'll pick up where we leave off this afternoon.